peculiar taste in these matters. I chose the place where the three fir trees stand, and behind their screen I got over without the least chance of anyone in the house being able to see me. I crouched down among the bushes on the other side and crawled from one to the other, witnessed the disreputable state of my trouser knees, until I had reached the clump of rhododendrons just opposite to your bedroom window. There I squatted down and awaited developments. The blind was not down in your room, and I could see Miss Harrison sitting there reading by the table. It was 10:15 when she closed her book, fastened the shutters, and retired. I heard her shut the door, and felt quite sure that she had turned the key in the lock.
"The key?" ejaculated Phelps.
"Yes. I had given Miss Harrison instructions to lock the door on the outside and take the key with her when she went to bed. She carried out every one of my injunctions to the letter, and certainly, without her cooperation, you would not have that paper in your coat pocket. She departed then, and the lights went out, and I was left squatting in the rhododendron bush,